Doesn't it seem like there's too often we're really just not satisfied? We're missing something. There's some need in our life that we're just not quite getting fulfilled. I mean, we might temporarily feel satisfied after a good meal. You know, if we have a good hearty meal, we might walk away from the table and just feel content, satisfied. But a lot of times, there's still an itch. There's still something that we feel like we need. You know, and it's more than just a want. It's something that we need. Like the Israelites who were starving to death. They knew they needed food. And of course, they were complaining because they left a place that had food. Yes, they worked hard. They were slave laborers. But they had food, at least. You know, they had that need that needed to be satisfied. Sometimes that lack of satisfaction, that feeling like there's more, is because we're looking for something more. We're looking for something more than this world can provide. It's like those who followed our Lord in the gospel. He fed them with food, but they continued to follow him because they thought there was something more that he could do for them. Like there's something that's missing from our lives. Now we look everywhere to try to find that little bit that we're missing. You know, we look for all these different things in the world. We look to other people to fulfill that need. We look to things and hobbies and recreation to fulfill that need. Some look to ways to escape reality in a way that is harmful, such as addictions to drugs, alcohol, internet, food, whatever it might be. Some look to unhealthy books, magazines, websites, and so on. Look to things that are not good for us. The reason why we have these times where we're not satisfied by the things of the world is because what we're looking for is not something of this world. That fulfillment that we need is not something that we can find in the stuff of the world, the material of the world. As our Lord tells us, do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. What we are looking for is uniting ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ. What we are looking for is God. That is the fulfillment that we are seeking. And what we are seeking is eternal life. We are looking to spend eternity with God. Now, this eternal life that we are seeking is one that we have lost through disobedience. You know, the disobedience of sin. And so we end up mistaking it for a desire of the things of earth, desire for the temporary fulfillment that we get from the things of earth. Not recognizing that what we are missing, what we are desiring, what will give us that fulfillment is that relationship with God that has been harmed by sin. What we are missing is that our relationship with God is severely lacking. And that is why we are not fulfilled when we are here on earth. That is why we are not satisfied by the things of earth. So how do we get that union with God? How do we be reunited with Him? How do we restore that relationship? Well, of course, what we're doing tonight. We restore that relationship with our God by receiving Him. By receiving the bread of life. You know, we're in the midst of this set of passages from John, the Gospel of John, that they call the Bread of Life Discourse, where our Lord talks about Him being the bread of life. Started last week and continues on for a couple more weeks, this week and a couple of weeks following. This is the section of the scriptures, of the gospels, where we most clearly see the Eucharist explained, most clearly see who it is we are receiving when we come forward at Mass. That what we are receiving is not merely bread and wine. In fact, as soon as the words of consecration are said, we should never again call it bread and wine. Because it is no longer bread and wine. It is Jesus. And this is the chapter where that is made the most explicit. that what we receive here at Mass is Jesus. Now, sadly, a lot of Catholics don't really understand the Eucharist. And we know this because you can look at survey after survey that Catholics don't believe in the real presence. There are a lot of Catholics who don't believe that this really is Jesus that we receive. They don't understand it. And yet, it is one of the most central elements of our faith. It is one of the most important things that we believe as Catholics. The Second Vatican Council called it the source and summit of our faith. Our faith flows from the Eucharist and leads to the Eucharist. It really is the most central thing that we do, is to receive our Lord. And it's hard for Catholics to believe that this, what seems simple to us, at least those of us who grew up with it, can really be the source of our fulfillment. That it's not earthly things that are going to fulfill us. It's not our relationship with others. It's not our hobbies, our careers, our recreations, whatever else. None of that will completely fulfill us. But the Eucharist will. The Eucharist will, because when we receive the Eucharist, we are united with Christ. We are tied to Him. It gives us the grace. He gives us the grace when we receive Him for that fulfillment, to fulfill that desire, to unite us as the body of Christ. It is through reception of the Eucharist that we see that the most clearly, that we are united as the body of Christ. Nothing else shows it that clearly. Now, whenever we talk about the Eucharist and receiving our Lord in the Eucharist, I think it's important to be reminded that we need to make sure that we are ready to receive the Eucharist. That we are receiving the Eucharist worthily. Because the Scriptures do warn us against receiving not in a state of grace. Not in a state where we have sin on our, mortal sin on our souls. So it's important to really to keep that in mind, that you know, first and foremost, we must be in that state of grace. We must have confessed our mortal sins, so have no mortal sins on our soul, and otherwise have gone to confession at least once a year. This is a precept. This is a kind of the baseline of what it means to be a Catholic, is to go to confession at least once a year. And to refuse to do that cuts us off from God, because it cuts us off from His forgiveness. It cuts us off from that mercy that He wishes to bestow upon us. But that's not the only thing that we need to do. We also need to fast for 1 hour before receiving our Lord. Now, some of you who have been Catholic longer than I have will remember that you had to fast longer. At one point, it was from midnight to Mass till you receive our Lord. And then they shortened it. They were nice and shortened it to 3 hours. Now it's just 1 hour. But it's still important that during that hour, and this does include chewing gum, this does include coffee, that we do not receive anything. Water and medicine are the only things that are permitted within that hour. And then third of all, we need to prepare ourselves by preparing ourselves. We need to spend time before Mass to meditate on what we are doing, to think about what we are doing here. When we come here, as is our habit, it's too easy for us to forget why we're here. We're here for Jesus. We're here to receive Him in the Eucharist. And this is why it is so important that we take time before Mass for silent prayer. Yes, we should greet each other, but before Mass, we need to take time to reflect on who we are about to receive. That our Lord is becoming present for us once again, and we will once again receive Him. So we can put our attention on Him, not on ourselves. That's why it's so important we have that time before Mass. Because through the Eucharist, we truly will find the fulfillment of our deepest desire. That desire for God. That fulfillment that nothing in the world can bring. And so may we truly seek that unity with God that we have lost with sin and receive our Lord, the bread of life, worthily.